We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a public service announcement. A public service announcement.
There are major developments tonight in the case of a neighborhood watch captain in Florida who shot and killed an unarmed 17-year-old. The U.S. Justice Department has now opened a civil rights investigation, and the local prosecutor has convened a grand jury to consider criminal charges.
He didn't get a chance to say what he wanted to say, because he was taken out too soon. So I'm going to go ahead and put myself in his shoes real quick. Yeah. So it's my color that makes me suspicious, or is it cause my head's covered? Cold world, ain't it? Yeah, that's a bold statement coming from an ex-convicted felon trying to clean his slate up. I really hope you playing or delusional, buddy, you know it's late. Plus you're rudely interrupting me and my girl's conversation. But because I'm in this hood, you think I'm a villain? Well, ain't no mind, it's you, not me, that's more of a nigga. Did you mistake what's in my pocket for being a weapon? Would you feel stupid if I told you it's a bag of Skittles? Would it surprise you that I live in this community? Or is your judgment telling you my statement's scrutiny? And getting in my face will make things any better. And I don't talk at all, my fists will bring me way more pleasure. I know it's far-fetched, but the way that you harassing me would revert any type of peace back into being Artest. Why do you keep on trying me? Honestly, you can't avoid these hands just from your honesty. Back then my statement was voiced. Since he abused his free will, I guess it left him no choice. Self-defense should have been what they had labeled at court. But look who's dead, it's still alive. Are they concerned with that junk? No, but this is Florida, the southernmost point, to where the color of my skin would decimate any law. So let's pretend I'm in court and he ain't kill me this far. Would the outcome of the case be any different at all? Swear this trial would turn out like when the Pack played the Hawks. Evidence shows that this win would be replaced with a loss. And I ain't saying that from bias, acting like I am a Packers fan. But if the real refs would it, Pack would have had a chance. So me testifying is the same as dying. But outside of this knowledge, I'ma still keep on trying. And though I know deep in my heart that my defense is entitled to be understood as protection of a civilian life, they will twist my story up just like that plane up in flight. In their eyes I was in jail, now my intent lives in strife. I will be locked up and labeled as a gangbanger on TV with a pic of me sporting a shirt with the game's name on it, red bandana locked on his sleeve, and me throwing up a sign that's notoriously labeled as peace. Up on the news, being bashed about this picture of me. Plus they managed to block the background, cause what they don't want you to know is that I'm really spending time with my peeps, helping clean up the community streets. It's sad how the media turns every situation the wrong way. That's like
white jurors, and what victim? What the victim is African American, or the suspect's African American? We gotta have diverse juries in America. Before you go on, the jury been diverse.
Let me get you.
Joe Simmons would have not walked free.
There were six winners. Those women were asked to be on that jury. They didn't volunteer to be on that jury. Those women spent 8 hours a day, sometimes more, gave up time with their families. What do you think they did, Quanell? Just come up with a verdict to make
themselves... Notice the pattern? A white man kills a black, now race is stronger than ever. Other half of the country starts placing a race in question like yesterday. Y'all was killing each other over some Jordans. Y'all niggas act like drama and gossip is life's endeavor. Ain't it ironic? This United States is more separate than people conjoined at birth who are clueless of that connection. Police like fall back. If your life is to be cherished, we'll kill those who go protest and promise to witness protection. Remember me? Haven't you learned your lesson? Does it really take killing for us to gain some awareness? Our culture came from violence. We still for what was right. Not only violent acts against our race make reason for this plight. Damn, your niggas ignorant. Only hype when interested. Thought life would be easier just cause of a black president. Shout out to Quanell X for his statement on CNN. Did you fail to forget about the original terrorist? Guess I'll just sip my tea with my peeps. Act like everything's in peace when it's peace. I know I'm not the first of my kind, but this national attention proved to be a spotlight. Rest in peace to all my brothers after me who died in infamy. And shout out anybody uniting to get justice for peace. With or without me, continue to keep marching. Words inspired by the death of young Trayvon Martin. I hope I did him justice, you feel me? Yeah, one time for that. One time. Rest in peace. Everybody, you feel me, who was in that predicament. So in the case of Trayvon Martin, we are all guilty. Gotta do better.
And now back to your regularly scheduled programming. The free sample.